True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. We're glad to be here with you on a Tuesday, recapping Monday Night Football, looking ahead, a couple of Chiefs storylines to dig into as we get ready for week three now of the NFL. Start to maybe look ahead to some of the college football this weekend. It's all what's on tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Pep Pep Pepperoni Pizza, topped with sliced, cubed, and deli-cut pepperoni. Pep Pep Pepperoni, now available in a lunch or full-size. Wichita Brewing Company Pizza and beer made here. Glad to be here with you. Speaking of the Chiefs, is it time to panic yet tonight at 6? Right here on KFH, we've got the Chiefs Kingdom Show and then Royals Baseball. KFHradio.com or the Odyssey app. Chiefs Kingdom Show will be interesting right now. The Kingdom has been kind of on all of our minds, Tommy, as we make our way through everything. Did you see this free four stuff for the Chiefs?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't catch it until yesterday, and Andy Reid was asked about it and just said, they're just trying to support Rashee Rice. And I'm like, okay, well, that's actually probably a good explanation, and young guys are going to do that. And then it's like, well, wait, Kelsey's not a young guy. Like, just wear a Rashee Rice shirt. You don't need to say free for. He almost killed people, right? He ran away from the scene of you got to be smarter than that. That's a distraction now. It's a distraction. This is a team that doesn't usually have those on the field. This is now an on-the-field distraction. You got to step in and be like, yo, dude, like, let's not say free four. He did something really bad. Like, he still has to go to jail for this. Let's just wear a shirt that says Rashee Rice because we like the dude and we're fans of his and he's learned from it and everything else. Free four, though?
Yeah, I feel like there was, probably somebody, and I guess it falls on Andy Reid's shoulders, to be like, hey, we're not going to do that. Like, the probably not a great idea for you guys to do that, because it's going to get unwanted negative attention.
He said after the game, he said, I didn't even know they did it.
Well, yeah, right. And like, I feel like there was probably a dropping of the ball somewhere. Like, somebody probably should have known, and it probably should have gotten back to the big guy. And he probably should have been like, we're not going to do that. Like, not a good idea. His explanation was fine. I get it. I get those guys wanting to support their teammate and whatever. But at the same time, the outside noise around it is not ideal. And you gotta be better than that. You gotta know that it's going to attract negative, unwanted outside attention that right now with the team that is 0-2 is the last thing you need.
Last thing. Like the absolute last thing you need is that.
Like, do I particularly care that they wore the shirts? Not really. No. I mean, it's a little tone deaf. It's a little tone deaf. I get it.
I don't
really care. I didn't lose sleep over it. I'm not shaking my fist at the clouds that they did it. I don't really care all that much, but there are people that do care, and there are people that are loud that do care, and it's an unwanted distraction that you really don't need right now.
Typically, they don't do that, and they're also not at a time where you want to deal with it, right? If they're 2-0 and everything's going fine, you probably don't worry too much about it. But yeah, look, I don't think anybody is wearing that shirt and saying, it's okay to cause major wrecks on a Dallas highway and almost kill people. No. And I don't like, I think I think Andy Reid is correct. Like, they really are just trying to support their guy. And I am totally fine with that. I hope more than anything that Rashee Rice is very lucky and has learned valuable life lessons and is a bit like, I believe in that stuff wholeheartedly. I really do. So no, it doesn't like, it's not like bothering me because I'm not going to make a mountain out of a molehill. Nobody's saying what he did is okay, but the perception is you're not taking what he did seriously. And there are people's lives impacted forever because of it. Like, what if you were one of the people that went to the hospital and almost died, or the loved one, and you see that? Like, really? Like, you don't care? Like, that we're sitting here, like, I don't know. You know, I think it's just, it's the wrong play. The intent is what it is. And I don't think the intent is anything sinister. But the perception of it is just, it's not something that you need. So that happened. If you miss that, if you see that, that's what that's all about. Andy Reid was asked about it again. And I didn't see that. I didn't see Aaron Andrews' interview with Travis Kelce. Like, I was behind on that because I was watching the early window games. I wasn't watching Fox's pregame coverage of the Chiefs Eagles game. I was watching the end of the 12 o'clock window games. So some of this stuff went right over my head until I went back and, you know, I'm trying to, you know, show prep and get ready for the news and like look through all of these things and what are these storylines that we're looking into. But, you know, that kind of took the headlines away from Monday as far as the Chiefs go with Andy Reid and everything else. There wasn't a lot in there, really. You know, he, of course, says he trusts his guys and, you know, everything is going to be fine and, you know, whatever. But they don't have like you, if you just like, it's hard to look at this thing and not be real concerned about how many of these games are they going to win until they get healthy, right? We just keep assuming, yeah, they'll get in, they'll be a wild card team. But man, their schedule never lets up this year, especially if the Raiders and the Colts are good, Tommy. Like, what is the relief point of this schedule? How many games, I suppose you could put the Giants in there, but that's a road game. How many of these games can we look at that are on the schedule right now and say, oh yeah, that's a Chiefs win? How many?
Very, very few. My count might
only be the Giants.
Yeah, but like I said yesterday, I don't think you waltz into MetLife Stadium thinking that you're going to crush the Giants.
Absolutely not. No.
But let's be fair about this. Where's the relief point for any team in the NFL at any point in the season? Like that doesn't exist. Like I feel like, yeah, there's probably a little bit of a sliding scale. Like some schedules are easier than others, depending on if you're playing on the road, playing at home, the timing of the games, when teams are peaking, when teams are not. Like I get all of that. But at the same time, it's the NFL. Every game is difficult. Every game is tough. Well, any team can beat any team in any given week, right? So like, I think like, let's be fair about it and not just say like, yeah, like we can't pencil in any wins for the Chiefs. You weren't going to be able to pencil in any wins for the Chiefs anyway. Like, I don't think you can pencil in any win for any team at any time. I just think that that's impossible in the world of the NFL.
For example, and I agree with you, and it's the problem is it's not, you know, you can't count on the Chiefs right now to just be what they always are because they're not at the moment. But if I look at the Bills' schedule, they're going to play the Jets. They're going to play the Dolphins three more times. They have a game against the Saints. They have New England in their division, right? They're going to catch. We'll see about Cincinnati, whether Joe Burrow's there or not. Like, there are games on their schedule where you're like, okay, like, yeah, you can look at those and feel pretty good about it. And most teams, I think, have some of those.
That's the difference. Like, your language right there, that's the difference. Games that you feel pretty good about. That's totally fine. Like, I think you can have that conversation versus, yep, that's a Chiefs win. Like, pencil that in for a win.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, you can feel good about games or feel bad about games. But even if the Chiefs were at full strength, I don't think that it, and I wouldn't do this for any team at any time, say, yep, that's going to be a win for that particular team. Look at what the Giants did with the Cowboys. Like, they took the Cowboys to the brink. And I don't think very many people, if anybody, thought that that was going to happen in that game in Dallas, even though Dallas is what they are. I'm sure that there were probably some folks out there that, like, from the beginning were like, yep, pencil Dallas in for a win, and it wasn't that easy. The Colts are 2-0. They walked off the Broncos over the weekend. I think everybody probably looked at that game and they're like, oh, man, like, Bo Nix and Sean Payton and the Broncos are ascending. Go ahead and chalk that up for a win. It's the NFL. Wild things happen all the time.
Right. It is feel good about. There aren't, like, look at the schedule right now. And look at what we know the Chiefs are dealing with, right? Like, it's not like perceived anything. We know they're not going to have Rice for 4 more weeks. We know that Worthy is going to play with a brace probably the rest of the year. We know that they don't appear like a juggernaut running offense anyway. Like, we know all these things. We know Kelsey's a year older. We know all of these things. So if we look at the schedule now, that's what I mean. Like, how many do you even feel good about?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that once you get to the end of October, you get to that Monday night game against the Commanders. There's probably 3 games out of that stretch that I feel pretty good about. I feel good about the game this weekend in New York. I think the Chiefs will win that game. I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk for them, but I think they'll win that game. I feel pretty good about the Chiefs on the road in Jacksonville. The Jaguars, I think, are better than what they were, but I still feel pretty good about that particular game. And I feel good about the Chiefs at home against the Raiders. Like, those 3 games, I feel pretty solid about. I think there's a pretty solid possibility that by the time we get to that Monday night game with the Commanders, and at that point, Rashee Rice will be back. But I think there's a pretty solid potential that they'll be 3-4 going into that game.
Yeah, I think so.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just the point of all of it for me is none of them will be easy. They're going to beat teams that right now we perceive are probably better than them. They may lose one or two that's not the case, and the opposite is true. We'll dig in, of course, to all of it. We'll have more on the Giants game. We can take early looks at the Giants game, and then what in the world is going on with quarterbacks in the NFL right now? Stick around. We got more Sports Daily coming your way.
True. True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.